We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Zayin, in middle of paragraph Beis, page 464, right-hand column, the paragraph that begins with the word Nimtza. Rav Nosson Zal was talking about different Eitzos, and he was talking about scientists, inventors, who invent things, and then they end up getting killed by the things they invent. So what kind of a great invention is that? How wonderful is that? Nimtza she'etzos v'chochmos ko'elu bevadai hem shtus godol. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, etzos and chochmos like that, that end up destroying the person who invented it or destroying other people, that's not a great chochma, that's a silliness. Me'achar she'lechoshvu klum al oylam habo, oylam anitzchi, because of the fact that the people who invested this thought and everything, they weren't thinking about the future world, the world of eternity. They were only thinking about this physical world. Rak al olam hazeh, laharo is kvoidom v'oshram. They wanted to show how honorable they are, how much they command respect and wealth, because they're so smart. Ula besoif nevdu v'nekru mishnei olamos. And in the end, many of these people ended up being destroyed and uprooting themselves from both worlds, losing out on the spiritual world and on the physical world. Hayesh shtus godel michochmo kazu? Is there a greater foolishness than that kind of chochma? Shechoshav kol yomav chochmois, that a person thought and studied and intellectualized his whole life, ad shehimtzi kelim nifloim, until he invented remarkable things, v'chol kavanoso yhoyo laharbois kvoidoi v'oshroi, and his whole intention was for him to receive great honor and respect and wealth, ula besoif nofal kisoi michmor al yidei ze daika, and in the end he ended up falling completely as a result of his work. Umo loinosa mamoloi loy boilum hazav loilum haba, and all of his effort ended up with nothing in this world and in the next world. Ki achrisoi adei oived, because his end is complete destruction. Ki al yidei chochmosoi nizgoe v'chipo dvorim asher loy kein al Hashem Yisborach v'al Torosoi v'al Amo Yakodesh Anivchor, because what happens is many people who get involved in the sciences and in philosophy, psychology, these kind of things, because of their knowledge and wisdom, they end up being very arrogant, and they end up saying things about Hashem and about religion that aren't true at all, about the Torah, about Klal Yisrael. Ki dimo b'levovoi begoidel gavosoi zedoin levovoi, because this person thought in his heart, based on his arrogance, that just as he had the great wisdom and intelligence to be able to generate this great invention, he also has the ability to analyze Hashem and to give his opinions about Hashem. Oilohem, oilochachmosam horo, woe is to these people, woe is to their evil wisdom. Vehemo boyarim veloyoidim, they're burning and they don't know that they're burning. Kigam zois me'es Hashem tzvokois yotzo, because this also came from Hashem. Shehigia ho'es, sheteitse kli kozois loilam, that the time has arrived for this new invention to be introduced to the world. Al kein sholach bedaitom zois, therefore Hashem put it into these people's minds, sheyavoyu al chochma v'tachbula zois, lahamtzi akli zois, that they should come up with this knowledge, with this realization, with this whatever it was process that resulted in producing this invention. Kihem kegarzen biad hachoitzeboy, because they're like an axe in the hand of the one who chops wood with it. They shouldn't have any arrogance. They shouldn't feel great about the invention they invented. And end up denying Hashem and the Torah and the greatness of the Jewish people because of their great intelligence. whereby as a result of what they did, things end up turning over against them. V'nekru al yedei chachmosam shel atzmam daiko kanal, and they end up getting destroyed, uprooted through their own wisdom, through their own inventions. And again, it was purely Hashem's plan that this invention be introduced into the world in this particular year, on this particular day, and this person happened to be the shliach that Hashem chose to do it. The fact that he invented this doesn't show that he's such a genius and he's so bright and so great that he's already qualified to analyze theology and Hashem and the Torah and start, you know, critiquing everything. Al kein, therefore, ho eitzois v'hachochmois shel ho'ilam, she'enom poyalim al yidei elu ho eitzois l'skarev l'Hashem izborach, l'skois l'chaim nitzchim. Therefore, the advice and the knowledge of people in this world, which doesn't help people come closer to Hashem, l'skois l'chaim nitzchim, to be zochet to eternity, elu ho eitzois enom eitzois klal, that's not really called advice at all. That's not called wisdom at all. Ma kolshkein v'kolshkein kishemisrachim al yidei lo ha'etzes mi'ashem isborach rachmono litzlan. How much more so when a person ends up, as a result of these studies, a person ends up becoming further away from Hashem, distant from Hashem. Shebevadai elu ha'etzes enom nikroim b'shem etzes klal. That kind of knowledge, that kind of intellect, that advice isn't considered advice at all. Val eitzos ko'elu nemar, and about that kind of advice, about those teachings, the Torah says, ki goy oyved eitzos hema. They are a nation that advice is lost from them. Uchsiv ein chachma ve'ein tvuna ve'ein eitzo leneged Hashem. Hainu kishu neged Hashem. When something is in opposition to Hashem, she'ein magia mizois hachochma voitzo l'skarav Hashem isborach, meaning that this knowledge and this advice does not bring a person closer to Hashem, ein nikra b'shem chochma voitzo klal, that's not really called chochma at all. That's not really called eitzo at all. Kimi shehu chochom amiti v'roitzo liyashev daitoi be'emes. Because a person who is a true chacham and wants to think things through properly, ulehistakel al atzmoi val tachlisoi b'emes, and to look at himself really well and to look at his future, ve'enoi roitze lahatois es atzmoi, and doesn't want to fool himself, bevadai roiloi sheyachshoi v'rak tachbulois ve'etzois, eich lihinotzeil menashol tachtis mitachtov. That person should be only thinking of what they can do in order to save themselves from chas v'shom, from gehenim, from eternal suffering, chas v'shom. Ki ze roye kol odom mikol shkein mishu chochem k'tzas goydel gnus ze ho'ilam. Because every person, especially a person who's a little bit intelligent, can see how terrible this world is, in a sense, this physical world. Shehumole yegoinois, it's full of suffering. V'chol yomav kas umachoivim, people's lives are filled with anger and pain. Ve'in shum adam bo'ilam shi'oloi nachas v'tuv bozeho ilam hamar hamole yisurim mitchilo v'atsoif. And there isn't a person in the world who has pleasure, who has it easy in this world, who has it good in this bitter world that's full of suffering from beginning to end. She'ef shalavar biksav, which it's impossible to communicate in writing, all the different kinds of suffering and struggle and difficulties that people have in this world. V'gam ein tzorech levayar l'mi she'esh lo imoyach b'kod kodek tzas. And we don't have to explain or elaborate to a person who has a brain in his head a little bit. V'soif ha'odom lomus, and the end of every single person in this world is that we die. Uma yisroin lodom b'chol amolay, and therefore what remains, what results from all the effort that a person puts in this world to acquire physical world or physical, you know, or respectability in this physical world. V'alkein bevadai hoyoroi lechol hachachomim sheyesh lahem seichel godol afilu lechachmei umay soilam sheyizkabtzu kulam yachad v'yachshevu machshovois chochmois v'tachbulois bederech ho'emes lamitoi mahu hatachlis shel zeh ho'ilam u'bishvil ma nivro ho'odom. And therefore, what would really make sense would be for all the smart people, all the intelligent people in the world, to get, even the goyim, even the intelligent people among the goyim, to get together and think intelligently as to what is the purpose of man in this world. Why was man created? Ulevalos yomim v'shonim al zeh, and to invest years analyzing this. K'moshos Avraham Avinu, as Avraham Avinu did, v'chol ha'ovois, and all the other ovois ha'kdoshim, koidem matan Torah, you know, who were even before Hashem gave the Torah. Mikol shkein v'kol shkein, anachnu, am kodosh, how much more so we, B'nai Yisrael, shekvar zochinu l'kabel ho'etzois ha'kdoshois b'mal iskois l'chayoylam, who already received the advice of the Torah as to how to be zoiche to Olam Haba, dahainu al yidei Torah kedusha, which is through the Torah, al yidei tariag itin doiraisa, by following the 613 pieces of advice of the Torah, bevadai roi lanu losim kol chochmeinu vedatenu lekayim es kol divrei Torah betmimus ubepshitas. For sure, it would make sense for us to apply all of our chachma and sechel to fulfilling the words of the Torah with simplicity and sincerity. Lilmoid ulalameid lishmor v'lasu silakayim, to study the Torah, to teach the Torah, and to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Ki zois hachochma hagdoila mikol hachochmois. This is the wisdom that's superior to all other wisdoms. V'ho etzo hamitiois. When a person is zoicha, this is the ultimate eitza. When a person is zoicha through chochmois and eitzois to fulfill the Torah with simplicity. How lucky is that person? This is why Dovid HaMelech begins his famous book, the Sefer Tehillim, with the words, Ashrei ho'ish asher lo holach batzas rishoim. How fortunate, how lucky is the person that doesn't follow the advice of the rishoim, of the wicked people. Ki tzrichim lehisrachek miatzas rishoim betachlis horichuk. Because a person has to distance himself from the advice and the wisdom, the path of the rishoim, to the furthest degree that he possibly can. Ki kol atzosom lehora. Because all of their advice harms a person. Even though at times their advice or their wisdoms seem to be intelligent, but if it results in bitterness, ki achris rishoim nichrosa, because as the pasuk says, the future, the end of rishoim is that they'll be cut away, they'll be eliminated. Bevadai tzrichim livroyach ma'oid me'etzois ko'elu kiboireach menoeish. A person therefore has to run away from their advice, like he's running away from fire. V'alkein ma'shenechshav b'shem etzo, hu kishezoichin le'etzo shleimo be'emes, eich lavoid es Hashem be'emes. Therefore, the only thing that's really considered true advice, when we use that term eitza, is when a person is zeichet to know how to serve Hashem properly and to return from the darkness. Kol echod ve'echod mimokom shenilked l'shom, each and every single person from where he's gotten trapped, kedei lahatzel nafsho mini shachas, le'er bo'er hachayim, to be able to save ourselves instead of falling into the lowest depths, to be zeichet to the true light. Ze nikra b'shem eitzo b'emes. That's called advice. Ve'ze b'chinas klolius ha'toyro shenikra b'shem eitzo. And this is why the entire Torah is referred to as eitzo. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, li eitzo v'sushir. With me is true advice. This is the Torah speaking. Bechinas Taryag Itindoy Raisa, as the Zohar HaKadosh refers to the 613 mitzvahs as the 613 Eitzos of the Torah. Paragraph Gimel. Ve'etzo shleima bavoides Hashem yefsher lizkois kim al yedei hatzadikim amitim shebedoyer. The only way that a person could be zeicha to real, solid advice as to how to serve Hashem is through the true tzadikim of the generation. Shehem bechinas kodshei kodoshim. They are the concept of the Holy of Holies. She'yefsher lekabel mehem shum etza kim al yedei emuna, haynu emunas chachomim, whereby it's impossible for a person to receive any advice from these true tzaddikim unless the person has emuna, faith in the chachomim. Ki Yisroel nikroim kodesh, because we know that the Jewish people are referred to as holy. Kama shekosva, as the pasuk says, V'anshei kodesh tihyun li, you should be holy people unto me, Hashem says. V'hatzadik hu bechinas kodshei kodoshim, kemavur batoyer now. And the tzadik is referred to as the Holy of Holies, as Rabbeinu Zal shows in Torah Samach Aleph in Likut Imran. U'mishom mebechinas kodesh kodoshim, shehu seichel ha-koilel, mishom nimshach ikar tikun ho-eitzo shleimo, sheloitia nechlekes l'shtayim chas v'shom. And it's from the Holy of Holies, this seichel ha-koilel of the true tzaddikim, that's where a person is able to draw a perfection of eitzo, that he should not have any more confusion, shouldn't be any more split in his decision-making. Ki chaluka so eitzo l'shtayim nimshach mipigam eitzadas toivoro shehu bi'atzmo ipigam emunas chachomim kanal bedvoreinu akoidmim. Because the whole fact that people in this world experience lack of clarity in advice, not knowing what to do, chaluka so eitzo, a split in the decision, is because of the pigam of the eitzadas, because Adam and Chava ate from the eitzadas, and that in itself was a pigam in emunas chachomim, as Rav Nosson Zal had explained earlier. The fact that Adam Arishin didn't have faith in himself, he was the chacham at the time. Number one, Hashem is called tzadik ador, kaviyochel, and the fact that Adam Arishin didn't listen to Hashem, and he didn't listen to what Hashem told him. Hashem had instructed Adam Arishin not to eat from that tree, and the snake came along and said yes to eat. The fact that Adam Arishin did not follow his own sechel, he was the chacham ador at that time, and instead followed the snake, that was pigam in emunas chachomim. Ki ikar chaluka soeitzo hu bavoides Hashem. Because the main problem of not knowing what to do, not having the right advice and guidance, is when it comes to serving Hashem. Mashemusupokim lefomim eich lesnaig, the fact that a person is in doubt at times as to how to conduct himself. Vze nimshach mipigam eitzadas toivora, and that's a result of the pigam eitzadas. Shaydeze nesarev toivora ad she'en yodim lahavchemein toivora, whereby as a result of Adam and Chava eating from that tree, good and bad became mixed up and confused to the point where a person can't differentiate, a person can't distinguish between right and wrong, good and bad. V'chol elu hasfeikois v'abilbulim v'chalukas eitzo sheyesh b'avodas Hashem, kol zehu bechinas lahat hacherev hamesapeches lishmoir esderech eitz hachaim. Rav Nosson Zal says this problem that Klal Yisrael has of not having clarity in Eitza, knowing exactly how to serve Hashem properly, this is what the Torah refers to. Right after Adam was evicted from Gan Eden, the Torah speaks about a lahat hacherev hamisapeches that Hashem established to protect, to guard over the path to the tree of life. Because had Adam not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, he would have known the right path, exactly how to attach himself to Hashem and to plug into life. Shezeo b'chinas derech eitz hachayim. That's what the Torah refers to over there as the path to the tree of life. Ach machmas shechoto. But because of the fact that Adam Rishon sinned, v'ochal me'etz hadas tovara, and he did eat from the tree that was good and bad, v'nezgareish me'gan Eden, and he was evicted from Gan Eden, al kein som Hashem es lahat hacherev hamisapeches. That's why Hashem placed that lahat hacherev hamisapeches, shemishom nimshochim kol hahipuchim v'hatmurois. That's the source of all kinds of conflicts, all kinds of confusion, all kinds of things that get switched around. Shemishapeches daitoi mimachshova lamachshova me'etzel etzel, whereby a person's mind switches from thought to thought, from advice, from doing this to doing that. We do not know what the right path is to come close to the tree of life. Liskois l'chaim nitzchim, to be zeichet to true eternal life. Ki hakol chafetzim liyira eshemecho. Because really, deep down inside, all Jews really want to serve Hashem. They want to do the right thing. Ach b'chol yoim yitzroim izgaber olav. But the Gemara tells us that each and every single day, the Yetzahara comes at a person fresh, with a whole new bag of tricks and all kinds of new seductions to try to lure the person away from Hashem, to try to get the person to do the wrong thing. And the Gemara says, if Hashem doesn't help the person can't possibly win against the Yetzirah. Like birds who are trapped in a trap, so too human beings get trapped by the Yetzirah, by the Satan. Ubevadai yesh etzois b'chol mokim shehu. And however, there definitely is advice to help a person no matter where he's at. Afilum hu b'mokim shehu, no matter what, even if the person is in the worst positions. Gam shom yesh etzois v'tachbulois udrochim echlotzis misham. There also, there's advice and there's tricks and there's ways for the person to get out of the problem that he's in. Aval ein adam yoideya so etzo hayishora b'shleimos ech lamalit nafshim enishachas kiim al yidei emunas chachomim. But the only way that the person will possibly be zeche to the true advice as to how to save himself from shachas, from falling down to the lowest places, is only through emunas chachomim. Ki be'emes ho'etzo b'sharosho ha'koil echod. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, if we look to the root of chachma, if we look to the root of sechel, of etza, up in its root, it's all one. There is no two. There is no right and left. There is no right and left. Right and wrong. In its origin, its place of origin, it's all one. Ki b'shoyresh hakol hu kuloi toiv, kuloi echod. Ki shom ein shum ra klal. Because up above in heaven, by Hashem, where everything originates, there everything is all oneness. There is no evil. There is no bad. V'shom ein shayach chalukas u'etzo klal. There is no concept of split decision, of doing this or the A or B, you know. Me'achar shekuloi echod, kuloi toiv. There it's all oneness, it's all good. Rak lemato, b'mkoim achizas etz hadas toivara, it's only down below, in this physical world, where we're affected by the etz hadas toivara, mishom nimshach chalukas ho etzo l'shtayim. That's what causes this possibility of a split in the decision making, not knowing what to do, that I can either do A or B or C or D. Kimiachar sheyesh toivora, because once they're in a place where there exists good and bad, nimtza sheyesh shnei dvorim, meaning that there's two, utzrichim etzo ledabek atzme batoiv lesrachek bora, and a person needs advice and guidance as to how to attach himself to the good and distance himself from the bed. Umach maschet odom arishoin, And as a result of the chet of Adam Rishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, or each and every one of us, because of our own sins, nisarev toivora, good and bad has become confused and mixed up together, at she'eni yedei lahavchin bein aderech hatoiv lehefech, which makes it difficult or impossible for a person to figure out, to distinguish between the right path and the wrong path. Ki yesh derech yosher lifnei ish, v'achrisoi darkei moves. Because the pasuk says in Mishlei, there's a proper path before the person, there's a right path to take, and behind that is a path that leads to death. U'mishom nimsha chalukah su'etzah. And that's where we have this problem of this split in the decision-making. She'en yoidim loshes etzes benafshoi eich lotzeis minichoi she'ach shnelkar bo bevaloisov v'loshuv mimovas l'chaim, whereby a person doesn't know what to do, how to get out of the darkness that he's become trapped in as a result of his sins, and to return from death to life. This is the concept of what the Torah says in Bereshis there about this lahat hacherev hamisapeches that guards and protects the derech etzachayim. Avalat tzadik u'emes shu b'chinas kodshei kodoshim b'chinas hasech eloyen hakoylel shehu shoyresh hakoyl sheshom nimtak hakoyl. But the true tzaddik, who is the bechina of kodshei kodoshim, who is the concept of the seichel ho'elyon ha'koilel, where that's the source of all chochmos, that's where all chochmos originate from, and there it's all good, there all evil is sweetened, is nimtak, hu yodea kol hadrochim v'chol anasivois shebeim ke'achoshech. This tzaddik knows all the paths, even within the deepest darkness, ki hu yoda ma b'chashoicha, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, that kavyoch, like Hashem knows what is in the deepest darkness, so too the tzaddikim have this knowledge. They know how to navigate even in the thickest of darkness. Ki shom b'shoroshoi hora nishapech letoiv, because in its place of origin, from where all the light originates, from where everything originates, there it's all one. There all the evil turns to good. And the sins that a person did, bemazed even, intentionally, get converted to merits, to zechuyos. And everything becomes part of oneness. Vishom ho'etzo b'shleimus gomor, and there, in its place of origin, there the etza is perfectly clear. Me'achar shuloi hischilo adayin leheicholik klal, because over there there's no divisiveness, no division. You know, the division hasn't begun there. I've mentioned in the past in Shurim that when we describe the creation of the world, one of the ways that it's described is that Hashem created yesh me'ayin. He created something from nothing. Ayin is nothing. Yesh is something. And somethingness is a term that's used to refer to gashmius, the physical world, physical matter. Now, the word ayin is also used to refer to the keser, the crown of Hashem. Yesh, the term yesh, is used to refer to chochma and bina, which come from the keser. There's a pasuk in Mishlei where it says, "Kenei chachma, kenei bina." Acquire chachma, acquire bina. The word kenei, kufnun hei, is 155. 2 times 155, kenei, it says there, is 310, which is this word yesh, showing that this word yesh is merames on chachma and bina. Chachma and bina are the beginnings of the physical world, in a sense. Meaning, when we speak about the keser, the crown of Hashem, that's referred to as a hidden light. That's referred to the place where it's all oneness. There are no two. There's only oneness. Keser is one. When the light of keser comes down a level, then it suddenly splits into two, a right side and a left side. On the right you have chochma, on the left you have bina. And that's this Knei Chochma, Knei Bina, this Yesh coming from Ayin. So when we're talking here about this Sechel HaKoilel, we're talking about this Kodshei Kodoshim, we're referring to that highest source of light, where there it's all oneness. There is no right and left over there. There is no two. There is no two choices. It's only one. And that one is all good, all purity. V'al kein, hu yodeya lahamshich mishom eitzois l'chol echot v'echot, l'fi ma shehu, l'fi mekoymoi, u'shaitoy madregosoy. And because the tzaddik, the true tzaddik, he is connected to that seichel hakoilel, he is that seichel hakoilel, therefore, where there it's all one, he's able to draw from there eitzois. For each and every single person, no matter what situation the person is in, no matter what place that person is, no matter what timing, no matter what level, v'zeh b'chinas mailois hiskarvus letzadikim. And this is one of the incredible benefits of coming close to the true tzadikim. Ki tzrichim dafko lehiskarev aleihim. A person has to come close to them. Ve'ein dai besforim levad. It's not enough for a person to learn Gemara, to learn Shulchan Aruch, to learn Sforim. Ki ze ikar b'chinas Torah shebal peh, because the main Torah shebal peh is ma shemekablim mipi hatzadik oemes. What a person hears from the mouth of the true tzaddikim, shehem dvorim sheloi nitain lichtov, which very often is things that couldn't be written down, ki yefsher lekosvon klal, because there are many things that can't be written down. There are many there's a great portion of advice and guidance in Yiddishkeit, in religion, that can't be written down. It could only be conveyed, communicated from mouth to mouth, from generation to generation. That's this term Torah Shebal Peh.